Here at the Bart Winkler Show, we give you hot takes, hot mics, and hot guesses.
It really doesn't matter what you say. And I'm hoping that nobody on our team is playing for you.
It's the audio of the day you need and the transcript you don't.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
I'm not. I'm
real serious. I put my heart and soul into this every single week.
The contestants are ready.
You play to win the game. Hello?
The Bart Winkler Show proudly presents Guess What They Said.
Listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Here is tonight's host, Carlos with a K.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Yeah, I am a man. And I am 40. Come after me. Guess What They Said. If you think we were not going to do Guess What They Said on a final show, at least on this network together, are you absolutely insane? I am probably one of the more self-serving people that you've ever heard, but I do it all in good taste and good form. Bart, guess what they said for the final time. And let's go to the Seahawks 38-37 win over the Rams never, because I am not doing sports clips for what? This Guess What They Said. This is a very special Guess What They Said. Again, this is our last one, but more importantly, Bart, you are a good dude, and all these callers have had wonderful things to say about you. I have to do something special for our Guess What They Said. I think this is our crown jewel segment here on the show, and that's saying something. You've given me so much creative freedom and a lot of rope to hang myself. Luckily, I haven't had a chair and a table to do so. Jeez. So, Bart, we're going to do Guess What They Said. And we're going to start here. I want you to guess who your former producer, David Shepard, what he had to say on how he feels about the job you have done on this time slot. It's 21 seconds of Shep. Guess what Shep had to say on the job you did hosting this show.
Where's this audio from?
I am a producer. I have produced audio.
Wow. So you, like, asked him the question?
Why don't you just do what the game show host is telling you to do and guess what Shep said?
All right. What did Shep, how I did on a late night show?
So the slug here is going to be David Shepard on how he feels about the job you've done on this time slot. 21 seconds long.
Oh, Bart, man, he's done such an incredible job. He's so nice with the callers. And he's so funny. He's knowledgeable. And you could tell he really cares. And I just think that, the way that the Infinity Sports Network's lucky to have him, and I think the world of him.
That show is sacred ground. I started on it in 2013. Bart has absolutely taken over that time slot and done a wonderful job these past couple of years. And who knew that the Packers would be as good as Bart in 2025? Shout out to Bart. Shout out to that great audience. Shout out to Carlos for the K.
No, you know what I screwed up? You know what I screwed up there?
I hope we're on the same wavelength, but go ahead.
He always does like a little, like even if he says, hey, it's good to Marco Belletti, even though he sounds like Doc Rivers, like he always has a little like pivot of a like a thing. I didn't get that.
What I think you didn't get
and is, he made it more about himself.
That's exactly right. That's where it is right there. And I was hoping that this was going to be a layup clip, that of course he was going to compliment you, but you know he had to get a little Shep in there. And man, come on, he was your producer before me. So, unfortunately, you're 0-1. But now I will say, this is going to be extremely hard for you, because this is not like I'm asking you to guess what Sam Darnold said about, you know, throwing an interception or, you know, Puka Nacua on his big game on a loss. I'm asking you.
Yeah, and I have to hope that they say something nice about me. And this is tough.
Well, let's see if you can get a little bit better here, because I want you to guess what friend of the show, Ryan Horvat, I want you to guess what he had to say on how he's been handling the quote-unquote Infinity merger along with you. This is 16 seconds long. What did Ryan Horvat have to say about what he's up to since the news went down?
Oh, my God. You can't do this to him. He's the
one person you shouldn't have done this with.
At 16 seconds, I'm going to go ahead and need an answer from you.
How he's been dealing with it with me?
Yes.
I'm gonna say he said something like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't talk to that jerk, that piece of crap, garbage loser. I don't want to talk to him. He deserves not to work. He's stupid. He's a bad dad, too.
Wanted to drop a little voice memo here on my iPhone because I've been a little busy. I haven't been very busy. I've just been going from concert to concert doing absolutely nothing because I'm unemployed now. But I wanted to say congratulations on a great run and can't wait to see what's next for the Winklerverse. Congrats, man.
0-2. He actually said something nice about you. So you are 0-2. You need this to win the game. Although I want to remind everybody, on every Guess What They Said we've ever done, we've always played 5 bits of audio.
I can't believe you made him do that.
So now, for again, to keep this competitive and have some semblance of drama, I want you to guess what, rather, who could have been your producer if he took the job? Stu Kovacs. He is the producer of the Zach Gelb Show. He also has done the producing behind the board for Rich Eisen and Jim Rome. Stu has been a long mainstay on this network since its inception. Stu's a good dude, just personally. I like him a lot. I call him Stu Money for no reason whatsoever because neither of us have money. But it is a well-known fact and an inside joke that Stu should have been a producer for this show. Stu would actually have been doing my job, but he said no, which is why I got the nod. So, true. Bart, for to win, or at least to rather, I'm sorry, to stay in contention for a win, I want you to guess what Stu had to say on if he regrets not taking this job. It's 24 seconds long. Guess what Stu Kovacs had to say.
It was nice to work with Bart, but absolutely not. The hours were terrible. I've been able to enjoy time. I think it's girlfriend. Is it girlfriend? I've been able to enjoy time, I'll say, with my loved ones. Got to get to a lot of games. Got to work normal hours. I didn't have to worry about the parking that the company wouldn't spring for. So, it would have been nice to work with Bart, but I have absolutely zero regrets about not taking that position.
I don't regret it. I feel like either way, we all would have been out of jobs, so I guess I got some sleep that I wouldn't have gotten working this shift, working till 2 a.m. and getting home at 3 in the morning. So I would say no, I don't regret it. I think it would have been a lot of fun, but I think what Carlos and Bart, what you two did was very special. It probably would have looked different if it had been me instead of Carlos, but I think I will say that I enjoyed my sleep these past few months.
Attaboy! Way to get in the win column here. You stay alive.
See, with Horvat, I was going to do concerts, and he's because they kind of like didn't let him work. I should have got that one. Okay.
You should have, could have. Closest only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. So you are 1-2. Again, you need this to avoid a loss. We will still play the last two clips. All right. Another friend of the show. I want you to guess what Maggie Gray had to say on what she appreciates about you the most. Maggie, from the soon-to-be former Maggie and Perloff morning show here at the Infinity Sports Network, is just an absolute gem. I will say this for anybody that's listening. For all of you who bash Maggie for whatever reason, I will not accept any Maggie slander whatsoever. She's absolutely awesome. There are trolls and jerks out there. I read the Reddit forums. Maggie is awesome. I love her dearly. And I appreciate her jumping in for this Guess What They Said segment as well. So I want you to guess what she had to say on what she appreciates about you, Bart Winkler, the most.
How long?
19 seconds.
Well, I think you guys are great. Carlos, you're a good show. Say something about you. The show is great. You know, fun, entertaining. But he really does support his teams. And he'll defend his guy, Giannis. And he'll stand up. And it's good to have that passion and loyalty, and that Midwest representation, and he does a good job with that.
What I actually appreciate about you the most is your anger. It's directed at everyone, from ESPN and their talking heads to fans in the Northeast who are so arrogant and need to be put in their place.
I'm wrong.
And Bart, you are the perfect person to do that.
Here's why you're right.
So Maggie actually sent me a minute of audio. I had to chop it up for our game purposes. She does go on to say that you are a defender of Midwest sports, which is why she talked about the Northeast aspect of things. So you were slowly getting there. Because I know what the full message is, I will award you the point. Therefore, this is actually going to mean something. 2-2 going into our final clip. And who else would it be but other friend of the show, Zach Gelb.
Gotta be Gelby.
It's gotta be Gelby. Of course I was gonna leave Gelb for last. And I want you to guess what Gelb had to say on about his time hanging out with you in Milwaukee and what he thinks about you overall. This is 22 seconds long. What did Zach Gelb have to say for the win about you and about chilling with you in the great city of Milwaukee?
Bart was a great host. It was good to see him in person. A lot smaller than I thought he'd be. Height-wise, not fat. He took us to get ice cream, some of the best ice cream in Milwaukee. We were really wanting ice cream. My buddy was that day. He took me to the stadium for some reason. Like, I'd never been to a stadium. But it was a nice time with him. What was the other part?
And just his general thoughts about you.
Oh, and, you know, he's kind of a wild card, but he's... you know, I think he's done a great job. You guys together have done a great job. And the network, he's a good part of the network.
We had ice cream together. It was delicious. We went to the Brewers Stadium.
Fourth base.
We also went to fourth base. And you are one of the more talented people I've ever met. You're a close friend. You're going to remain a close friend. And I can't wait to see you kick ass in the next chapter. So, Bart, Carlos with the K, love you too, brother. You guys should be proud of what you did. And I can't wait till we talk again real soon and hang out and drink some cervezas.
What a way to go out on the final. Guess what they said. Facing an 0-2 hole. Like the Boston Red Sox.
Just like my Bucks.
In 0-4.
Yeah, or look at you. You go right to Northeast, too. And I go Midwest.
I don't care.
Like I always have.
I don't care. Because you know what? It was a perfect analogy. It was a 5-game series between the Yankees and the Red Sox. All right?
Let's go.
Oh, it was 7. I completely forgot. I just wanted to fit it in my narrative, Marco.
Wasn't it 6?
It was. No, it was 7. Remember, the Red Sox were down 0-3. And they came back to win 4
straight.
Wasn't
a 6. Oh, I thought it was 6-7.
No, we're not doing that. And that's guess what they said.